Ranger John's voice rises above the squabble of seagulls. Wriggle, if you want to live. On cue, the seahorse unfurls. Caught in autumn sunlight, he's a restless brown lifeline in my palm, his knobbly exoskeleton surprisingly hard. He headbutts me once, twice, but his attack is only a tickle on my salty skin. John and his team shuffle across the sand, mindful of their steps as they squint into an enormous kelp-encrusted net, searching for any other seahorses that might have used it to make their unlikely homes. The curly creatures must be relocated so that any frayed fibres can be repaired. After all, the net's main purpose is to protect humans. The official name of this curve of water where I swim each morning is Shark Beach. Notice that, Pete? So casual. Where I swim each morning. The gulls hover, greedy opportunists on the lookout for any wriggler that could be brunch. There are perils aplenty for seahorses, and the loss of native habitat, grass beds and algae, has led to this local species being declared endangered. With my right hand, I shade the mini stallion as he wriggles again. It's okay, I whisper. I'm here. I've got you. Almost 1,000 kilometres south, on the 35th floor of a city high-rise in Melbourne, another unlikely home awaits its tenants. Soon, a pair of feathered predators with hooked beaks and high-vis claws will arrive. They will land on a narrow concrete ledge in the clouds to lay their eggs and raise this year's chicks. For decades they've come, despite the implications of their name. Peregrine, I found in an online dictionary. Having a tendency to wander. And yes, Pete, I should have consulted a real dictionary, but even so, that definition could have been written just for me. These peregrine falcons might wander for the rest of the year, but in autumn they come home. And, like the seahorses, they've chosen a man-made place. Protected only by a bank of metal louvers, the falcons will settle onto their urban scrape to nest under the gaze of a streaming webcam. Thanks to its all-seeing eye, I'll observe this year's hatchlings become fledglings, eavesdropping on their first tentative tweets and later their insistent shrieks for food. My avian pilgrims care nothing for lockdowns or borders. They will return, and I will watch, envious of their certainty about where they belong. Come on, Ranger John calls. Wriggle! I landed here in Sydney 6 years ago in a welter of pain, panic and instinct. I'd been in fight or flight mode for 12 months, longing to feel safe enough to stop, but driven to keep flying. I brought almost nothing of my previous life. Grief had made me ruthless. I threw and threw. And yes, I do know how appalled you'd have been by that, Pete. My father implored me to wait, to cling to the familiar. Constance, he advised, would give me scaffolding. Decades ago, when his second wife, my stepmother, died in bed beside him, habits were his protection and comfort, along with a daily packet or two of cigarettes. My drug of choice was movement. Dad couldn't get through to me, and neither could friends who urged me to slow, to keep, to stay in Melbourne, in my home. Instead, I fled to this harbour, a place of shelter or refuge.